The Long Patrol, Disc 9.
Chapter 50. Major Perigord Abile Sinistre looked around the high ridge in the dawn light, sizing up the hillside and valley below.
You and Morrow did well, Sergeant Torgok. This ridge could be held against many by a few. Top marks, what?
Morrow threw a languid salute.
Best place we could find, sir. Looks like we're first here.
Brisk as ever, Torgok was issuing orders.
Scan around now. See if you can find stones, any kind, from pebbles to blinking boulders. Put them in piles along the ridge. It was useful to chuck down on the vermin.
Perigord nodded approvingly.
Good show, son. Make use of the terrain, eh, what? Chief Logalog, what can I do for you, old lad?
The Gaussian leader nodded, shrews not being in the habit of saluting.
Thinking about food for the troops, Major. Shall we risk lighting cooking fires?
Why not, old chap, why not? We want the blinking enemy to see where we are. Light some whacking great bonfires, if you please.
Logalog took Perigord at his word, and soon three huge fires were alight and blazing out like beacons in the grey of dawn. Gergen Spearback had a stroke of luck. His water hogs reported they had found a great fallen pine trunk on the ridge's other side.
They did well, hogs. Fetch rope and wedges. Methinks I'd like yon timber atop of the ridge. 'Twill come in useful.
Every beast joined in to roll the big dead trunk uphill. Gergen, painted for war, wearing his club and axe, supervised the job.
Put thy backs into it, thou slab-chop ne'er-do-well rabble. A little twig like yon should give thee an appetite for when we breakfast. Worry not about getting lily-white paws dusty by my spikes. Come on, move it, afore I move ye to bitter tears.
Captain Swayblade levered hard at the pine with a pike, smiling in high good humour at the fat hedgehog's insults. One of Skipper's crew, working alongside her, gritted his teeth as he threw his weight against the massive log and muttered,
"What's that funny, Captain?"
Twayblade leaned on the pike haft, taking a short breather.
"That water hog, old chap, Gergen Thingamy. I'd like to put him in a contest against our Sergeant Torgok. I wager they could insult a regiment for a full day without jolly well repeating themselves. That water hog's a born colour, Sergeant."